Area 941 podcast are produced and distributed by Community Powered 94.1 KPFA Radio. Please help support Area 941 at kpfa.org.
And we're back.
We're back, Lady Gaga, Pussy Riot, Beyonce. Oh, my God, what's happening? What is happening? Well, the Super Bowl, as I understand, this is a Friday that the streets still are closed. It's not really going to be till tomorrow. So that's about 3 weeks.
I know. And they've made a mess of things for 3 weeks.
Yeah, and I haven't been able to go to the Y. I've gained weight. You know, this is a matter of moral turpitude. holy shit.
And, you know, we're still waiting to hear the financial figures, which now may be months and months away, before we can find out whether the city actually made any money off of this. And if so,
it's almost moot.
How much of that should go to the people, the street vendors, the artists, the shoeshine people who lost basically everything, and a lot of local businesses that lost a lot?
I understand that. I guess it's Peskin is looking into trying to reimburse.
Yeah.
I wonder if he feels the same way about the pot dispensary that's applied for Fisherman's Wharf. We'll have to see how that works.
That would be interesting. Yeah.
And then so much is happening in and around June elections, and of course, obviously November. But we have a big DCCC election that's going to happen, and there's attention to it being paid to it already. Mitch Aaron Ross had a column about it, and you wrote about it, and Gollinger did a poll. Very interesting. Now, you know, I have been asked to run, and I probably will. I haven't declared yet, but one commitment I want from folks, you know, who want to try to rejigger the committee is that we also look at reforming the committee in terms of processes that work now, you know, where name recognition is actually the thing and elected officials can run. You know, I would want to, if I ran and won, I would want to look at those processes too, because I like a more democratic pop. I think I've mentioned this before. Berkeley does it.
Yeah.
You know, well, through a Congress.
I would like to see some reforms in the campaign financing for Democratic County Central Committee. We have a candidate for District 9 supervisor, Josh Arce, who hasn't raised a penny in his supervisor campaign, which is limited. It's limited to $500 donations. Mm-hmm. There's a reason for that. There's a reason we have campaign contribution limits, so you get a more grassroots base, and so one or two big donors can't control everything.
I remember when we put them in, and Jack Davis came to the committee meeting and was really pissed at Terrence Hallin and I for voting to reduce it to 500.
But there's a reason for that. So Josh Arce has raised over $70,000, virtually all of it from the union that employs him. And he didn't put it in a supervisor campaign where that would have been illegal.
Yeah.
He put it in his campaign for DCCC, where there are no campaign finance limits. So you can raise $70,000 in like $25,000 and $10,000 chunks from a few wealthy interests to run for DCCC. And then, of course, you're walking around with your DCCC flyers that have your name and your name recognition, which, of course, is helpful in a supervisor's race.
It reminds me of Citizens United.
Yeah. So something has to be done about that.
Yeah, because we don't want our side to do that either.
No. There should be a campaign contribution limits for both offices. If you can only raise $500 for supervisor, you should raise $500 a pop for Democratic Party.
And then, of course, there's the Senate race. And there's going to maybe be some provocative ballot measures, too, that are percolating around. One of them, I think we talked about last time, was public advocate.
Yep.
And, you know, the more the scandals happen and the more the allegations happen. Of course, I am particularly thinking of the police now. Mario Woods, 21 shots, mostly to the back. And their solution is let's have tasers. I think they're missing the point there.
They're missing the point.
Yeah.
Well, let's think about this for a second too. All right. Imagine there's six cops surrounding him, and they all have tasers. Well, what the police are trained to do is when one cop fires, they all start firing.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine they all pulled tasers and he got zapped with six tasers. That would kill him too.
Yeah. So and they're very aggressive. The POA recently, you know, they're still on the attack. It seems that the art of sitting down and trying to negotiate something is lost on them. I know that there's kind of a pissing match now between Gascon and the POA. But I ask you, what's this? Why does that help? you know, they're jabbing each other in the press. I don't see any leadership. I don't see any attempt to mediate. And still, what we're not talking about is the OCC, an independent citizen mm-hmm. review, you know, which is a very important piece of all this. So to be determined, you know, there's a couple of other things that kind of put me off. I keep thinking of Ted Cruz light here, you know. First of all, on condoms in the middle school, great idea. All of a sudden, there's some group who couldn't be there because it was... Asian New Year,
Chinese New Year,
they put it on hold. And I'm a little worried about this now. I remember, I'm going to assume if they didn't want to hear this because it was Chinese New Year, that the group objecting to it, maybe not totally, is Asian American, and there's always been a piece of that community that Ed Jew came from, mm-hmm. you know, who aren't happy with affirmative action in the way that it's mm-hmm. exercised for contracts in 1970. I am going way back here. There was a radio station that mocked and ridiculed African American people, and then when we integrated the schools with. When we had busing in 1970, people threw themselves on the superintendents. You know, so just if it's a group that's extreme in its views about this, not saying, you know, educate me about it. I'm wondering why we're responding to them when mm-hmm. when we have all the data, you know, to reinforce the efficacy of condoms in middle school.
The effort, the news reports I've seen. And of course, I don't believe everything I read in the newspaper. But the news reports I've seen suggest it was a relatively small number of parents. Who are unhappy with
yeah,
this.
Yeah, so I really don't know the inside, but, you know, if they're going to object to this, are they going to object to the LGBT classes right. in all the high schools? So I think it's something to keep an eye on. And the other thing is this issue with the Rehabilitation Center for Sex Offenders. You know, I'm the first one to say, well, you know, sex offenders not the warm and fuzzy population. But, you know, in Sacramento, I did have a bill that everyone agreed made sense. It replicates... Our bills, I think we're one of only four states that don't have a tiering, T-I-E-R, of sexual offenses, because not everyone is that monster that we're afraid of and the egregious acts that happen in violent. Sometimes it's a kid who was wagging his weenie at 17, or sometimes there was a consensual sex, but one of the partners was underage. They get put on this list. And they stay in it for the rest of their lives, even if they never commit anything else, even if it was nonviolent, even if they were young themselves, or perhaps that the charges were trumped up. I know that populations and all of us need education about this, but we also need practical solutions. So I'm sorry. I don't know the other side. You know, did they do their homework? Did they educate the community? But I do remember in the Castro district in the 90s, we wanted to have a temporary shelter for homeless LGBT youth. And people came out, you know, from under every rock available, saying that the LGBT youth, you know, were going to have disease and they were going to be thieves. And, you know, and these were homeless kids, you know, who had come to San Francisco during the winter, unfortunately. I guess my point is we need leadership on this, no matter what the decision is. And all I saw the district a supervisor do is just fan these flames and get all indignant and, you know, rather than look at it objectively. Again, maybe coming to the same conclusion, but this is a bad indication of what would happen in Sacramento. Mm. You know, so there you are. So it reminds me of some of the Republicans mm-hmm. that are running for office currently. Tasers, yeah. Condoms, and sex offenders. Oh, my.
that's a topic for our show today.
And don't forget Pier 80. You know, I think Sam Dodge is a great guy. I like Sam. I know him from before he became the homeless czar. But that Pier 80 edifice wasn't ready. There was
it wasn't
no showers.
Ready.
Don't promise something unless you right. can, you know, deliver it. So I feel that everything is in disarray in and around the homeless, and it's just going to get worse and worse. There's going to be something very ugly that's going to happen.
You know,
it's not going to be the homeless people's fault.
The Cron reports that we're spending all this vast amount of money on homelessness, and there's some truth to the discoordination and all that, but the reality is more than half of that money is actually spent on supportive housing. So we're not spending it on homelessness, we're spending it on housing.
Yes, yes. And, you know, the Crohn's positions on any policies around the homeless have always been advocating for, you know, punitive and criminalization and taking down any elected who might be suggesting something that could really, really work. You know, and I wonder how many of them have actually talked to a homeless person.
Yep.
I saw a statistic that 71% were housed here in San Francisco.
Right, 70% of the homeless people used to live here, and they lost their home because they couldn't pay the rent or they got evicted.
And in my conversations with the homeless, guess what is front and center for them? Toilet paper.
Yep.
Yeah. Trent Rohr still can't provide enough toilet paper, and they'll give you every bureaucratic red tape reason why they can't do it. So my suggestion is using Nevis's columns for that purpose. At least it would be, I guess, recyclable.
Yes.
Unlike him.
All right. Well, thank you for listening to the Tom and Tim Show. We will be back next week.